If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
It's time to play!
Full-time fantasy.
Play!
Full-time fantasy.
All right, it's Dr. Roto. Get out the insurance cards. Get out the copay. The office is open, my friends. All right, this is a tough day, people. Gonna have to talk a little Kobe here. Get this started. I think it's one of those things where it's, where were you when you heard the news? And I was with my son getting some ice cream, and we were gonna go see a movie. We actually saw Just Mercy, by the way, very good movie if you're looking for a movie to see. But just before we go to the movie, the news comes out. Now, little Roto is the biggest NBA fan I know. He knows more about the NBA than I do. I mean, that's just fact. I know a lot about sports. I know a lot about the NBA. This kid knows more than I do. It was absolutely devastating. I don't think there's any other word. There's no other word for... I mean, it's an icon. And I was trying to think, when has something like this happened that's even close? I mean, I thought about Thurman Munson, but Thurman Munson, albeit a great player, I mean, a star, wasn't Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant was, you know, an icon. I mean, he's known worldwide. I mean, I don't know whether Thurman Munson was known worldwide back in the day, but this is just something that was absolutely crushing. And to learn about his daughter and all, I mean, just, and you just, there's no words. There are no words. And I always try to feel like, can I make meaning of this? You know, how can I rationalize this, that this is for, and there isn't. There's no meaning. There's no meaning that I can find. There's none. And it's hard. You know, I'm with my son and I'm trying to talk to him about it and explain it to him. And there's no meaning. You know, should we not go up in a helicopter? Should you not take planes? You know, my son knows the Buddy Holly story. Right. And I don't have answers for him. I don't have answers for him. I wish I did. I can say this about Kobe. I really didn't like Kobe as a person. I didn't. But I respected Kobe the player. I just never wanted him going up against my team because that's how good he was. Right? But I think we can separate those things. You don't have to like somebody to respect what they do and how they do it. I was always a Shaq guy. I was a Shaq guy over a Kobe guy. I really was. I knew the two didn't get along, and I always liked Shaq. That doesn't mean Kobe wasn't one of the best players I've ever seen. Didn't mean he didn't work hard. And that was one of the things I respected about Kobe. And I used to tell my son this all the time. When everybody was fooling around in the offseason, Kobe was practicing. Right? That's how you become great at something. You know, there's a lot of good. There's a lot of good out there. But there's very little great. And to be great, you have to work at being great. And Kobe used to take jump shot after jump shot after jump shot to be great. He patterned himself after Jordan. Right? These guys worked at being great. And that's something that you have to respect. Right? You have to respect what he did and how he got there and all the championships that were won. Was he the greatest teammate? I don't know. Was he the greatest guy? I'm not so sure. But he wanted to win. Nobody wanted to win more than this guy. Right? And he did. So you have to put him on a pedestal as one of the 10 greatest basketball players ever to live, in my opinion. I mean, Magic Johnson said he was the greatest Laker. I always thought Magic Johnson was the greatest Laker, but you know what? He's up there in the top two. But it was just a horrible day. But I something that really bothered me, and I was talking about this before with Sean, was the reporting was so terrible. In a day and time where everybody wants to be the first, everybody wants to be the first to get a story out. It's not about being the first to get a story out. It's about being the one to get the story right. Isn't that what it's all about? Oh, I got it on Twitter. Oh, I heard it. Oh, I mean, there were so many things going on. How many people? It was five. It was nine. It was all of his daughters. It was one. We don't know who was in the copter. We didn't know all this information. I think that's all this supposition is worse. Take your time, do the reporting, get your information, find your sources, and then bring it to the table. If you're a good reporter, I'll read your stuff. I'll read your stuff, but I can't do it when I don't know the facts, and the facts are all over the place. Shameful. It really was shameful. I mean, in a day that was hard enough to begin with, to add bad reporting onto that was shameful. Now, I did like, in terms of the reporting, people wrote about, you know, what he meant to them, and tweets and messages, and there were articles about Gianna and all those things. And those things I appreciated. But you've got to get your facts right in the first place. You got to get it right. I mean, this is an icon that people want to know about. So I thought that was shameful. Where do we go from here? I don't know. I think you put the pieces together. You talk to your kids about him. You give your kid, I mean, I gave my kid a hug right at the time. You know, tell your kid you love him. And, you know, that these things happen. And, you know, there's a plan, if you believe in that, that there's God's plan. And that's what, you know, what we don't always know what the plan is. We don't always know what it is, but there is one, and you have to believe in that, right? And hopefully we will find that all the teams will do what the Dallas Mavericks did and basically retire the number 24. I think that would be a really nice thing. I think people are arguing, should they have the games? Should they be playing? Blah, blah, blah. Look, who knows? There's no right answer. But I think retiring his number and putting a patent, having everybody wear number 24 for the remainder of this year, and then retiring the number for all time, that would be a way to remember him, right? And that's what we need to do. We need to remember him, right? Remember his greatness. And I'll tell you this, my son, every time he shoots a ball in the house with his Nerf, he goes, Kobe, right? He goes, Kobe, every time. You can't stop doing that, right? That's how you remember him. And that's how you keep him in your heart and your lives. So it's hard, but I think that's the best way to deal with it. All right, I got a lot of show to cover. I got some NFL. I got some Major League Baseball. We'll be back right after this.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. Dr. Rota here with you. By the way, I'm going to get to talking about the Super Bowl later this week, I promise. And of course, we'll go through the prop bets. I'll really enjoy that. Maybe if I can get my friend Fantasy Frankie on that, Frankie Fantasy on with me, we'll talk about prop betting later this week. But I'm trying to, my son asked a very simple question in the car ride. Who do you think is going to win? He asked the most simple question ever about the Super Bowl. Who do you think is going to win? I couldn't answer him. Isn't that weird? I really don't know. And normally, I don't feel that way about Super Bowls. Normally, I just say the Patriots. But this year, I really think it's a toss-up. I know I'm rooting for the big tomato, Andy Reid. Love that guy. And I know I love Patrick Mahomes, and I'd love to see him get a Super Bowl. And I'm a big Tyreek Hill guy. I had that guy in all my dynasty leagues. I had Tyreek Hill before people even knew who Tyreek Hill was. But something just tells me that the 49ers are a really good team with a really good defense, and their offense is just good enough to play well. And Jimmy Garoppolo is going to show people how good it is. And they run the ball beautifully. Nobody runs the ball like these 49ers do. So I just don't know who's going to win. I absolutely don't know. But I'm hoping for a great game. I'm hoping for a great game. But we will cover the prop bets And from, you know, what color is the Gatorade to the coin toss and all these things. We'll go through it later this week. And maybe we can see if we can find one that we like. I think people are a little crazy, though, when they start, like, betting on how long the national anthem is going to be. You know, all these questions. What color the Gatorade is that they dump on the coach. I mean, you just got to be a degenerate when you're doing that, right? I like the old prop bets, how many yards rushing. By the way, one of the best bets of the postseason has been Mahomes over yards rushing. You know that, right? Which is why I'm thinking I'm going under this week. Because I don't think the 49ers are going to let him get out of that pocket. Mahomes is starting to fall in love with his feet. And I'm not sure the 49ers are going to let that happen. They're going to keep him in that pocket as well they should. So I think a lot of people who have won significant amounts of money in the past couple of weeks going over there might be a little bit unhappy about that. Just throwing that out there. I'm just saying. But we will discuss. All right, let's take a look at some news first in football, and then we'll take a look at some news in baseball. And then, of course, I want to talk some baseball because some things are happening that just a little interested in. All right, the Browns hire former Eagles vice president Andrew Berry to be their general manager. I don't know what's going on with the Cleveland Browns, except they change who they are every year, right? So I think at the end of the day, the problem here is it's all going to be about Dee Podesta and the analytics. And Stefanski and Berry have to basically report to Dee Podesta and say, this is what we're planning on doing. I don't think that's ever a great way to win. I just don't think that's ever the way to win. Computer guys are important. And I absolutely believe in analytics. 100% believe in analytics. But they shouldn't be the driving force. They're a part of the whole, not the whole itself. But the Browns always are trying to look for a different identity. They can never seem to get it right. They can never seem to get it right. So who knows what's going to happen there? All right, Adam Schefter saying that Matt Judon is going to be a candidate for a franchise tag. Well, probably so. But if they, you know, they could trade him. They could trade him. Matt Judon, pretty good sack artist there. Be interesting to see what happens. I don't think the Ravens can lose him. Lamar Jackson won the Pro Bowl offensive MVP. That was good to see. And Drew Brees trying to decide what he's going to do. And if you think that he's quitting, you're crazy. The Saints are close, right? The Saints are close. Now, what's interesting though, is what do the Saints do with Teddy Bridgewater and Taysom Hill? Because Teddy B is a free agent as well. And do you go and sign Breeze and Teddy B? I know they love Taysom Hill, right? They're going to bring that guy back for sure because that guy punches 17 holes between tight end and the return teams and all that stuff. But do you pay two quarterbacks? And how long does Breeze stay? And you can't get rid of Breeze, can you? I mean, seriously, can you get rid of Drew Breeze if you're the New Orleans Saints? I don't think so. So if he says he wants to play for 2 years, what do? You pay him and Teddy B? I don't think so. I think Teddy B's gone. I think that has to be the right way to do it. Now, maybe they can play both. Maybe they can figure it out how to pay them. But if you're Teddy B, don't you want to start? Or do you just want to sit behind Drew Brees until Drew Brees decides to retire? Who knows when that's going to be? Right? I've got to think that Brees has 1 to 2 years left. You've got Michael Thomas. You've got Alvin Kamara. You got Latavius Murray. You got a real good defense. You got a shot. You mean you stay around because you think you could win another Super Bowl. And you stay around thinking, I'm the guy who can take us to another Super Bowl. How long does the team have? Probably a year or two. Right? I say 2 more years. And then they fall off a cliff. So I think this is a very interesting situation to watch. Right? I think it's a very interesting situation to watch. And, you know, you never know how these things turn out. But I think that you have to go with a guy who's, you know, an icon
You get rid of Drew Brees? Are you kidding me? All right, there's a quarterback who did himself a lot of good in the Senior Bowl. His name is Justin Herbert. So he was named the MVP of the Senior Bowl. So now you're looking at three quarterbacks, maybe even four, who could be going top 10. Joe Burrow is going number one. Fact. Tua is going top five. He's not getting past the Dolphins. That's for sure. I think Justin Herbert, I think he's going to be going. Maybe he goes to the Chargers. I could see that. And look out for a kid named Jordan Love. He's pretty good too. So I think you're looking at four quarterbacks who are going to be going early in this draft. Now, Burrow's going to play from day one. Does Herbert? Maybe if he ends up with the Chargers, possibly. Because Phillip Rivers, I think, is going to be done there. But Tua is not going to be able to play right away. Jordan Love is iffy to me. Maybe he can play right away. I'm not sure. He may need to sit a little bit. But I think Herbert could play right away. I think you got Herbert and Burrow who can make a difference ASAP. Right? But I love the fact that he won it because it makes the draft just way more interesting. You know, teams will trade up. And you sit there and I look at the Lions and the Giants. And I think these two teams have huge opportunities to work the draft. Let other teams trade up. Let other teams get up and get Herbert or Tua. And they can take some of these picks and make their teams better. I feel confident. See, I feel confident the Lions will get it right. I don't have any confidence in the Giants. I don't think Gettleman's going to make the trade that he needs to. I think Detroit will. Because the Giants don't need a quarterback, and neither do the Lions. So you got to let them come. You got to let some team come up and trade for them. That's smart. Will that happen? I doubt it. I doubt it for the Giants. But I think these are two teams that could really make a difference, a huge difference, because they can pile up some picks and get better faster. So it'll be very interesting to see how that shakes out. Right? Which team will make the right deal? Get a couple of third rounds, get a couple of fourth round picks, work on that depth. That's how you win in the NFL. Get more picks, get more depth. Look at Bill Belichick. He's been using that blueprint for how long? Forever. All right. Taking a break. Come back. We're talking fantasy baseball. There was a big signing today. Who was it? Where'd he go? I'll let you know right after this.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, do you want to be the next Daily Fantasy legend? Go for the green with DailyRoto.com this fantasy golf season. For a limited time, get free access to Daily Roto's PGA DFS product, including fantasy projections powered by Data Golf, PGA betting tools, and of course, the DailyRoto.com Fantasy Golf Optimizer. Don't lay up. Go for the green with Daily Roto. Head to DailyRoto.com and enter the promo code GREEN to access your free 7-day golf membership. That's DailyRoto.com. Promo code GREEN for your free trial. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. Speaking of PGA DFS, oh my God, Lanto Griffin did me dirty. I had, on Saturday, I had 5 out of 6 guys who were all in the top 10. I was like 9th overall. But Lanto Griffin didn't make the cut. It was killer. It was killer. That's how close I was. I was so on. And then on Saturday, I was up a lot. And then Sunday, everything changes. That's the crazy thing about golf, is that you have John Rahm, Ryan Palmer, and then all of a sudden, Mark Leishman wins. Congratulations, Jack. Whoa, what did I miss? What happened there? And I like Leishman. There was something about him. I was into him. I liked this guy. And I just didn't go in enough, because I don't play enough lineups. But it was so frustrating to have. I had Rahm, I had Palmer, I had Snedeker, I had Champ. I mean, the check had my name on it. 2 O's in Roto. Crazy. And Lanto did me dirty. So, very frustrating. But I'll be back for the Wasted Management Open. Some people call it the Waste Management Open. I call it the Wasted Management Open, because if you watch the people there, they look pretty wasted. But we'll talk to Jeff Burgesson later this week, and we will try to give you the right picks, because I'm back with a vengeance, my friends. I'm going to win. I feel it. I'm getting close. I am. I'm getting close. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys saw, DraftKings overturned The Bachelor, Tanner and Jade, no longer winning the mill. Sorry, girlfriend. You were cheating. It's true. All right? They got caught. But I was glad that DraftKings did that. They have to keep things on the level. They have to keep things. You can't violate the trust of the consumer. And trust me when I tell you that trust was violated by Jade and Tanner. And I'm sure it gets violated daily, but those two numbskulls got caught. Right? Nothing I can do when people if people have a clandestine thing. But it's one thing when a husband and wife put in lineups like that. Think it through, dude. Go find your brother-in-law. Somebody you don't know. When it's your wife, doesn't look smart. Oh, she picked it. Did she really? Come on. Work with me. Seriously, find some dude. Nobody would have said anything. Oh, your brother-in-law won. Okay, at least it's not your wife.
Crazy. And I'm not saying for a second that women can't be great at daily fantasy. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that the husband and wife looks a little too confusing. All right. Big signing today in Major League Baseball. Nick Castellanos gets signed by the Reds. Now, I've always liked this guy. He's a very solid player. So you're looking at a guy who hits between like 285 and 290. He's a guy who hits about 25 to 30 home runs, maybe 85 to 95 RBIs. I mean, this is a good player. Now, here's my biggest problem with the signing. There's a lack of clarity now in the Reds outfield. Somebody's got to get traded. You've got Jesse Winker, who's pretty good. Not great against lefties, but pretty good against righties. You got Shogo Akiyama, who you spent a lot of money in the offseason to bring over from Japan. So you obviously wanted him. You have Castellanos right now, who for sure you got to play. You're paying this guy a boatload of cash. And you got Aristides Aquino, who really was good at the end of the year. Now, can he produce that again? Who knows? I'm not so sure. And then, by the way, did I mention Nick Senzel? So right now, the word on the street is, do they trade Senzel? Because if you look at their team, Votto's at first. Moustakas, they brought in to play second. Eugenio Suarez is third. Freddie Galvis is at short. Do you move Senzel to short? I don't think so. You need to have some defense. Right? So I think you keep Galvis there. So maybe Senzel's got to go. Now, the rumor on the street, once again, is that Senzel could end up going to the Indians for Francisco Lindor. Boom. That's a big trade. Now, ask me whether I would trade Senzel and Jesse Winker. Yes, in a heartbeat. I'd do that right now. And I'd go with Akiyama, Aquino, and Castellanos. Boom, done. So maybe two of those guys end up in a deal. They still have other players, by the way. Philip Irvin, you know, he can hit against lefties. I think there's a trade to be had there. The problem is Senzel is not healthy, right? Dealing with some shoulder issues. So the question is, if you're the, you had a torn labrum, right? At the end of last year. But if I'm the Indians, I think that's probably, am I going to get a better guy than Senzel? I don't know. Senzel could hit 15, 20 home runs and steal 15, 20 bases. And I don't know why they want to get rid of Lindor, but if you do, getting Senzel would make a lot of sense. I think if I'm them, I ask for Winker and Senzel. I would. I'd throw that out there. But Castellanos fits. This is a good lineup. And this Reds team, I think you got to be into it. I mean, I'm not a Votto guy, but he can still hit a little bit. I mean, maybe he's a 15 home run guy. I think with Votto, you just want the average. I mean, it's been going down, down, down last few years. But I'm loving Moustakas. I'm loving Suarez. I'm loving Castellanos. I'm loving the middle of his lineup. And then you go to the pitching. Luis Castillo is arguably a second rounder. I mean, he's really stepped up. Don't forget Trevor Bauer. We got Sonny Gray. I've always liked D. Scalfani as one of those guys late in the draft. And Tyler Molly doesn't suck either. You got Iglesias. And then you got a bunch of arms in the bullpen. This Reds team is pretty close. I mean, can they beat the Pirates? Yeah, for sure. Can they beat the Brewers? I think so. I think the Brewers, you know, hurt themselves. Little bit. I mean, can the Brewers pitching hold up? I don't know. When Josh Lindblom is your number three pitcher, I don't feel warm and fuzzy about it. You know, interesting to see by maybe the Cubs. Cubs are always good. But can the Cubs pitching hold off? And how's that Cubs bullpen? Is Kimbrel really as good as he has been? I don't know. Starting to lose it a little bit. And do they have guys to get to Kimbrel? I don't know. I worry about that Cubs pitching staff. But there's some rumors here that the Diamondbacks are closing in on a trade for Starling Marte. Look, Starling Marte is gone. I think the Pirates, though, if you're getting rid of Marte, you better get something good. Right? I think that it looks like San Diego is all in on Mookie Betts. Right? So, and the Mets just don't want to give up what Pittsburgh wants. I don't know what Pittsburgh wants, but the Mets don't seem to want to do it. Now, let me see here. I'm trying to think, if I'm Arizona, what I can do. I mean, yeah. Marte in the center field? Oh, look at that. It was traded. Marte was traded from the Pirates to the Diamondbacks for an undisclosed return. Just came out. Interesting. Jeff Passan of ESPN reports this. Wow. Outfielder Starling Marte has been traded from the Pittsburgh Pirates to the Arizona Diamondbacks, sources tell ESPN. Wow. Look at that. We don't know. I always get nervous when it's you don't know what it's for. But Marte now. Let's see what happens. Marte goes to center field there. You got David Peralta, who rakes righties. And you have Cole Calhoun, who has some power, needs to improve that average. Ketel Marte, Christian Walker, Escobar, Carson Kelly. I think they're starting to put together a little team there in Arizona. I mean, Marte is that speed that you're desperately seeking. So it'll be interesting to see what they gave up. My guess is... there's a guy named Kevin Cron. Be interesting to see if they had to give up the Cron. Right? Cron is a pretty good hitter. And he was up for a cup of coffee last year. See who they gave up. I mean, they have Mad Bum. They brought him in. Robbie Ray, Zach Gallen. I'm a big Zach Gallen fan. I'm Merrill Kelly, Luke Weaver. Look, don't turn your backs on the Diamondbacks. Don't turn away from them. This is not a bad team. Marte was a great find. Marte is a sensational player if he can stay healthy. We say that all the time. I mean, he has not had 600 at-bats that I know of. But can he get, you know, 550? If he can, he should be able to get 20 home runs and 30 stolen bases. That's a difference maker. That's an impact player. So, pretty interesting. Look at that. Big trade and a big signing. Baseball's getting hot. It's exciting. Baseball's getting hot. You just never know. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. I got the FSGA draft. We're going to talk about things. More baseball news, and we return right after this.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back. Ooh, here's a source. The Giants are expected to hire former Browns head coach Freddie Kitchens as their new tight ends coach. Oh, man. Do you want to go from, like, being the head coach of the Cleveland Browns to being the New York Giants tight end coach? Does that seem like a... That's got to be, like, one of the worst demotions I've ever heard. I think I would just, like, take the year off. And I'd go to college. Seriously, I'd go be an offensive coordinator at some school that and put up ungodly numbers and rehabilitate my reputation as an offensive guru. But going to the Giants and being Evan Ingram's coach does not seem to be the right way. Who is Freddie Kitchens' agent? This guy has given him some terrible advice in life. Dude. You don't go from being a head coach to being a tight ends coach on a crappy team with Jason Garrett as the offensive coordinator. Do you really want Jason Garrett's recommendation? Are you that desperate to stay in the NFL? Go to FAU. Go to Tulsa. Go to SMU. I don't know. Go to some team in college and put up like 800 yards a week. And then all of a sudden, people are like, oh, Freddie Kitchens' offense is pretty good. Oh, yeah, Freddie was pretty good with Baker Mayfield. I remember that. Now, all of a sudden, you're like, oh, let's hire him. And now he goes to, like, LSU, and he becomes LSU's offensive coordinator. That's how you rehabilitate your image. Not going to the giant wasteland of crap. How's this good? It's dumb. Seriously, dumb. I don't get it. All right, but I will say I like the trade for the Diamondbacks, so let's get back to that. The Diamondbacks add Starling Marte, and this is news. Starling Marte is an impact player, and when you're drafting, I would think, let me take a look here. Where did Marte go in our draft, in the FSGA draft? Marte went in the first pick of round three. So Trout, Acuna, Yelich, Betts, Bellinger, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, J.D. Martinez, Marte. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He's the ninth outfielder off the board. About right. He went in, right? Could I argue that I would take Bryce Harper over him? Maybe. Maybe. Do I like Austin Meadows? I like Austin Meadows a lot. I could take Austin Meadows over Marte. I could, but I get it. But that's where Marte goes. This is an impact player. This is a guy who somebody took in the first pick of round three. So that's big. Now, the interesting thing is another Marte, Ketel Marte, no longer has to play the outfield, comes to the infield, right? And should slide in at second base. So is the Diamondbacks team a better team? Yeah. They were really missing an out. I mean, Marte was playing center field, and then you had, Vargas, and you had guys. Yeah. Now you got Marte at second, Escobar at third, Nicky Ahmed at shortstop. You still got a guy named Jake Lamb who can hit, really can hit righties. Christian Walker's got all sorts of power. It'll be interesting to see who was traded. I really think, I want to see who the Pirates get, because the Pirates have so many issues. And I look at the Pirates now, right? And let me see. Give me a second here. Please hold. So they signed, this is Josh Bell, who I like. Okay, I'm a fan. Adam Frazier. Yeah. Colin Moran. Ugh. Kevin Newman. Ugh. Brian Reynolds, I like. Guillermo Heredia. Ugh. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing? How do you sell this to a team? And by the way, Kayla's going to get traded too. For sure, he's going to get traded. They're going to play that guy. They're going to pitch him the first couple of months of the season. Then he's going to a contender. Somebody's going to take him. But how do you sell this to a fan base? Did you get better today? You got better by trading Starling Marte? I don't know. What's the plan? I always ask that. What is the plan? See, the Red Sox, for better or worse, even though I don't agree, have a plan because they want to get rid of money. They want to get rid of David Price desperately. So they want to trade Mookie Betts and hopefully throw David Price in this deal so to get rid of his money. But, the Red Sox have a problem. And I was thinking about this recently. The Red Sox also have an identity crisis. You want to win in baseball, pay up. But you can't say, "Oh, I want to pay up. Oh, now we didn't win. I want to lose money. I want to shed some money." You got to be in or you got to be out. Right? You got to be in or you got to be out. You trade Mookie Betts, it changes your entire team. There's no way you beat the Yankees. I would argue there's no way you beat the Rays. Seriously. With that bullpen? Ooh, come on. Brandon Workman and Matt Barnes and Marcus Waldman, you trust that? David Price is losing it. I mean, you trust Martin Perez and Nathan Eovaldi? Look, Mookie Betts makes sense to trade to San Diego if you're getting guys like Mackenzie Gore or Luis Patino or who's that other guy, Adrian Morejon. You got to get a couple arms back with Will Myers. That makes sense because you got to build that rotation out. I don't want to trade Mookie Betts. I don't. But I mean, if I end up doing that, you better get some arms because you're not going to win without arms. But I don't know. I think if you want to beat the Yankees, you do what you've been doing is you pay up. You bring in J.D. Martinez. You bring and you pay Mookie Betts. And you bring in guys and you compete. But you can't have it halfway. You do it halfway, you lose. And then you wait another 20 years to win another world championship. Mookie Betts does not come around every day. Doesn't. That's why I find this, ludicrous to me. Guy's 27 years old. How many guys in baseball can go 30-30? Can count them on a finger and hit 300. Man, I get rid of J.D. Martinez before I get rid of Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts plays some great defense too. I mean, do I really need J.D. Martinez as a DH? I can figure that out. But Mookie Betts I need in center field and right field.
So I don't know. I think baseball teams, I think the problem with sports teams is that they don't know who they are. And the great teams know exactly who they are and how they fit. And that doesn't mean they all have to have the money. See, the A's know who they are. The A's are the cheap team. And the A's know that they have to compete with as little money as possible. But they know exactly who they are. The Reds have an identity crisis. Now they're paying for players. You know, and all of a sudden, if they start the year 15 and 27, they'll get rid of some players. You got to commit. Are you in or you out? And if you're in, how in are you? Right? Tampa's going in. Tampa's going as in as they could possibly go. Trading for Hunter Renfroe, signing the guy from Japan. I mean, they're as in as we can see them. And I'm loving the Rays. Loving this team. Telling you. The only thing that keeps this team from winning is that they're in the Yankees division. And the Yankees just have more money. But the Rays, for better or worse, man, they're such a good team. They are. And by the way, Toronto stepped up. Toronto's got a lot of young guys. A lot of young guys. Biggio, Guerrero, Bichette, Gurriel. Right? They've got this kid, Nate Pearson. They're close. This is a team that's one or two players away. So what are the Red Sox doing? You trade Mookie Betts, you could end up being fourth in this division. Fourth. By the way, even the Blue Jays went out and signed a pitcher from Japan. Now, they have to work on their bullpen to get from the starting staff to Ken Giles, but this team's an interesting team. Right? This is a team that you want to watch. I know I do with Biggio, Guerrero, Bichette, Gurriel, Travis Shaw. Maybe he can find his hitting stroke again. But I just think it's, I always wonder in the offseason what teams are doing and what they're thinking. Does it make sense? You know, I still am interested to see who the Pirates got back here. If you're a Pirate, oh, here we go. Robert Murray, formerly of the Athletic, reports that infield prospect Leover Piguero is headed to Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, John Heyman hears that right-hander Brennan Malone is also involved. One moment, please. Let's see. Arizona. Piguero. Let me see. Did they put him on Pittsburgh? Give me a second. I'm trying to figure this out here. All right. I mean, this is a... Is this a good haul? Piguero. Let's see. P-E-G... Oh, Leover Piguero. Okay. So let's see. He was traded from the Diamondbacks to the Pirates. So he was effective at the rookie level last season, hitting .326 with 5 home runs and 11 stolen bases over 60 games. He's 19. He's 19. And who's the other guy here? Brennan Malone. Let's see. All right, Brennan Malone. One moment, please. Rare combination of extreme projectability, 6'4", 200 pounds, has a good fastball, sits in the mid-90s, decent slider, good delivery, 19. I don't know. You're a Pirate fan right now. You trade Marte for 2 19-year-olds. Does that make you feel warm and fuzzy? Seriously, does that make you feel warm and fuzzy? What, I would love to do a study on trades like this and how many times these 19-year-olds actually make it to baseball and are successful. Don't you want a guy, in my opinion, who is much closer? Don't I want a 21 or 22-year-old guy who's on the cusp as opposed to a 19-year-old kid who's at least 3 years away? I don't know. And by the way, once again, good job for the Diamondbacks. I'm loving this trade even more. Giving up two guys that, you know, weren't going to play for them for the next 5 years.
So maybe they have talent. I get that. But Marte goes in right now and makes your team a winner. Or at least very, very competitive. Pirates? I don't know, man. I'm sorry if you guys out there are Pirate fans. It's not easy to be one. I get it. You root for your team so much and you see what happens, and it's very disappointing. All right, going to take a little time out. Come on back. I'm Dr. Roto, full-time fantasy. Back right after this.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, by the way, some news here on about Mookie Betts. Kevin Acey, who I do trust, by the way, of the San Diego Union-Tribune, because he is their Padres guy, reports that the Padres are willing to send two young major leaguers and at least one prospect, along with Will Myers, to the Red Sox in a potential trade for Mookie Betts. So what he's saying is they're willing to trade Manuel Margot or Josh Naylor and a pitcher, Cal Quantrill or Joey Lucchesi, as part of the deal, plus a prospect. But AC notes that the Padres want the Red Sox to cover more than $61 million remaining on Myers' contract. And as now, the Red Sox are said to be offering to cover half of it. Of course, the Padres would cover the Betts $27 million. So I could see Margot going.
Naylor's interesting. Let me see. Margot's got some speed. Naylor, more power. I don't know. That's interesting. Yeah, because he's got a lot of power there. I would say that one of these guys goes, and then Lucchesi or Cal Quantrill. I think I would take Lucchesi. I do. And then I'm going to get somebody else. I just don't like this deal. I don't like the deal. Why? Because I want to keep Mookie Betts. But it's a money dump. And then you're getting Will Myers. What does he do for you? Are you better? No. Are you cheaper? Maybe. Is that how you win? No. You going to the World Series? No. And Red Sox fans are going to be on the radio and screaming their guts out, and rightfully so. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. A lot of movement, and I'll be keeping you up to date with it and discussing it and see how it affects your fantasy baseball teams and whether or not these are guys we want to put on our teams. So, yes, we want Starlin Marte, and we want Castellanos because they're two very good players. But right now it's time to put away the insurance cards, put away the copay. The office is closed, my friends. Keep it right here for Wager Talk. They're here from 3 to 4. Want to thank my man Sean in the booth. Appreciate him as always. And, of course, appreciate you listening. All right, guys. Back with you more tomorrow. This is Dr. Roto saying be well. Take care.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.